你爸爷，我什么？你爸，你爸去，爷，你。
We know you guys missed us.
We've been hearing about missing us.
It's August 15th today. We're a little late. Just a little.
A little. I don't even remember the last time we recorded.
I know. I even forgot how to hook up the two microphones to my computer. I was like, how do I do this again?
She had to YouTube it.
Shut up. Dang. Call me out.
Where have we been? That's the question.
We've been busy.
We had missing person posters made up about us. They were going to do a location spell on us.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Everybody was mad, saying they're going to quit listening to us. We don't make an episode. Got a couple of those.
Oh, goodness. I know exactly who you're talking about.
No, I had a couple of them.
Oh.
One of them lives with you. I'm just kidding.
Oh!
Just kidding.
Rude.
No, I'm just kidding.
Where have we been? Why have we not been recording?
Life? We've been busy. Yeah, life. I got elected to be on a certain secret society. I do not need to mention it.
If anybody gets that joke, DM us.
Tell us what movie it's from.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, we've been pretty busy. Work's been busy. I've been tired lately. Sylvie was on vacation for like 2.5 weeks out of town, so we didn't record. And then I was out of town for a week. When you went to Orville.
I feel like that was a long time ago. That was in like July 1st.
It's been like a month since we recorded.
Went to Orville over a month, July 1st.
Okay, then it's been over a month.
Been like 6 weeks.
We're sorry. Please forgive us.
Yeah, but I've also had like comments of people who like come up and are like, oh, you're the Native Sister podcast. I was like, yeah, half of it. And then they're like, oh, I'm catching up or whatever. I was like, oh, we haven't recorded in a long time.
I know. Everybody, you know what? Even though we haven't been recording, we're still getting downloads and we're still getting...
And people coming up and saying, hey, yeah. I love your podcast or whatever.
They're like, oh, yeah, I'm still catching up. So yeah. we're just giving everybody a chance to catch up.
Yeah, just giving people time, you know?
Thought we'd be nice, let everyone catch up.
Mm-hmm.
We'll all be on the same page.
Yeah, so we're recording today, but then we're not going to record next week.
Or...
maybe the week after that either.
Yeah, I'm going on vacation, and I won't be back until, not next weekend, but the weekend after. So, yeah. And we're even recording on, like, some off day. Monday, who records on a Monday?
I know. And we almost didn't record. I forgot we were supposed to record, and I went to town and had to come back.
I know. I was like, so we're not recording?
Well, today was the kids' first day of school, so I took them out to eat. And then I was like...
Did they do like a half day today?
No, they didn't.
No.
They were a full day.
Interesting. Yeah, so we just been busy with life, whatnot. It's been crazy. Things been crazy.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's about to start like winding down though, because like fall's coming up.
Oh, I love the fall.
I love the fall too, because it's been super hot.
We had this heat wave going through San Diego, and it just sucks. I hate it. I hate the heat.
I hate August because August is really hot.
Yeah.
And humid because we get like the monsoon weather.
Wait, I don't know, July beat the heat or August beat the heat?
I don't know. All I know is it's hot in August and then we get the moisture and it's humid.
Yep. That's right now. It's been like raining.
Yeah, it poured down like
yesterday.
Downpoured on the way to town today.
Today?
Yes.
It was raining on my way home, but it wasn't
pouring. I took the off highway, I didn't take the interstate, and I went. And it, like, started pouring, like, 10 minutes into my drive. And it poured down, like, all the way down past the bridge. Almost all the way into town. It was crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. And I have a cat, so if you hear her bell going off,
I feel like the crickets outside are super loud right now.
Ooh, it's perfect for your scary story. Crickets.
It is. We don't even need the background audio. I'm just kidding. Yeah. Anybody listening?
I remember a long time ago, we were at the movies, and I was with you and Boone, I think, and I'd, like, told a joke, and there was crickets out, and you guys didn't laugh, and the crickets were all
super loud. I remember that.
Okay, I guess it wasn't that funny.
And then we all started laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah. After.
Freaking crickets stole my thunder.
Yeah. Huh. But they're, like, really going off right now.
Yeah, they're loud.
Wait, let's listen. Oh, and the cat's going off too.
Spray with a spray bottle.
I also have cats at my house, and they're so annoying.
Yeah, my cat's annoying, and she's really mean. She bites everybody.
She did. She bit me earlier. She, like, attacked my arm because it was, like,
in the way.
Yeah, in the way. And she just, like, charged it and attacked it and then took off running.
She's just trying to play.
No.
No. But, yeah, that's what's been going on. We've been busy, you know. Life. Sometimes even the weekends, I feel like I don't even get, like, no sleep weekends.
Well, it's gathering season, so you play peon. We were in Verona until what? It was like, oh, we left at the same time. It was like 1:30.
Yeah.
And I had all the kids, and they were pooped.
I know. They ran around. They had played
the
their hearts
out.
The
whole time, yeah. They were so dirty from all the dirt, because it was just in the dirt.
I know. I had dirty feet.
So basically, there's like gathering every weekend, so, and still until the end of September, so.
Yeah. I think Morongo is the last one, maybe. Mm-hmm. There's powwows and gatherings.
Fiestas.
We're just living our best life.
Yeah, it's fun. Seeing people, all of the people from around here. We had fun in Verona. I don't know if anybody else did, but it was fun.
It was hot.
But, like, we went to go watch Pion, and it was, like, all the people we went to go see lost, like, before 10 o'clock. Except for, and then, like, a couple of the kids.
It was, like, 10 when we lost.
And, like, a couple of the kids were, like, still going until late. Like, even when we left, we knew one boy that was playing in the boys' championship. I don't know what time they ended.
I wonder who won. I didn't even hear anything.
Men's and women's.
Men's and women's, yeah.
I haven't heard anything either. All I know is Campo was out. Manzanita was out.
I know. We lost.
Yeah. Men's. La Posta girls were out. I think they got second. I don't know. Anyways, that was our weekend.
Yeah.
It was fun. And then school started for all my kids today.
We got a lot of stuff. Other things
going funerals,
on. Funerals.
Anniversary wakes. I feel like there was just so much going on that I didn't even realize that time flew by.
That's
that
why
fast.
I haven't been, like, sleeping on the weekend. But, So, anyways, we have a couple things to share with you. Sylvia's story. And I have two stories from one of our cousins, Dakota. He's got a scary story. I don't know if I was supposed to say his name, but whatever.
Oh, we have several cousins named Dakota, right?
Yeah, we got all kinds.
It's a common name in Indian country.
It's true.
All right, so it wasn't even during the weekend. It was during the week. My kids went camping, and I went up to one of my friend's house in Paula. And we're talking.
They have little people there.
Paula's crazy, man. He was telling me so many things. And I text Marianne. I was like, yo, he's going off on all this stuff. I should feel like I should be recording. But there was, like, a lot of background noise and, like...
I told her to record on her phone. She didn't do it.
I couldn't. And then, so he was telling me all this crazy stuff, like little people, like the lady in white, deer woman, goat man, all of them, like all in that one area right there, plus more. And I was like, dang, that's all crazy. And then he goes, yeah, but the most hauntedest place or scariest place that I've ever been, or the craziest story I ever had, was Quest Haven.
Where's that at?
And I was like, yeah, exactly. I was like, where's that at? And he's like, it's, I guess it's out by Escondido, like San Marcos. And it's, he said it was a place like devil worshippers. So I figured he meant like it was a cult. But his story is crazy. I'm not going to tell his story because that's his story, but he has a crazy story about it.
We should invite him on our show to
Oh, yeah, tell he's his down. Story. He's for sure down. And then, like a couple days later, my mom drags me into town with her to go see her pot dealer, you know, like planting pots, not weed. So she takes me to go get all these pots with her, and it's in Escondido. Like, how far is Escondido from us? Like an hour? Hour and a half, probably, huh?
Escondido is laughing about the pot dealer still.
It's not weed, man. It's not weed. But, so we're in Escondido, and the guy we were getting the pots from was talking about, I don't know how, I think we're telling stories about Dad being a logger and like us going out, and
she tells a scary story.
And she tells a scary story. Story. He goes off on a scary story, and it's about Quest Haven. And I was like, oh, I just like... heard about this place. I was like, I just heard about this place. He's like, I was like, yeah, my friend went up there one night, like him and four other people.
Wait, what's the name of it?
Quest Haven. And so, I know, I was like, what does that sound like? West Haven. I thought it was West Haven. He's like, no, Quest Haven. Yeah. So he went, I was like, yeah, my friend, they went up there in the middle of the night to go look for, you know, whatever. And that guy's all, the lady in white. He's like, yeah, I drove up there too. I was like, what? So I figured that maybe we should look into it and talk a little bit about it because it's not too far from us. How far is Escondido from here?
It's like an hour and a half.
A little more than an hour.
It's probably like an hour from
Alpine. 15. Yeah.
It's like an hour from Alpine.
Yeah.
Something like that. I don't know. We don't live in Alpine.
Yeah, we don't live in Alpine or anywhere near there.
We live 30 miles from Alpine, so it's probably, yeah, like hour and a half, hour and 45, depending on how fast you drive. That might make it an hour and 15.
Yeah. It's near, what res is that right there?
I don't even know.
Palma, Paula.
Oh, Rincon.
Rincon.
Oh, okay. Is that where it's
at? North County natives.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So they know... they all know about the lady in the white?
I don't know. They probably have all their own stories. You should have heard all Bob's stories. It was like... I don't know. But it was awesome. So, anyways. So, there's... when I was searching Quest Haven, Quest Haven is actually just a part of the whole area. It's like a piece of the area. So, there's a place called Elfin Forest, and it's located southwest of Escondido, California. It says there's a township called Harmony Grove. Don't these, like, names
sound
like they're, like, a fantasy world
or
something?
Yeah, it does.
Like, there's fairies and, like...
Yes, that's what I was just thinking.
Yeah, like, gnomes are living in the trees.
Witches,
yes,
gnomes,
there
fairies.
Actually is witches, though. Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
So, it's 700 acres of forest surrounding Harmony Grove, and it's called the Elfin Forest. Elfin, not elephant, or Alvin. Elfin. It's near San Marcos, so if you go to Cal State San Marcos, then you're right next to this place. Which is really weird because if you're driving on the 15 through, like, Escondido, it doesn't look like there would be this place there. Like, if you look up the pictures of Elfin Forest, it doesn't look like it, because it's all city right there. Like, the mall is right there. They just built this huge hospital right there. It's, like, super close to there, I guess. So, Questhaven. A lot of people talk about Questhaven and say that it was an insane asylum or a mental hospital a long time ago. Currently, Questhaven is described on its website to be a religious retreat. Like, finger quotes, religious retreat. It says it their website says it offers deeper studies into the past of Christian mysticism. Sounds like a cult to me, but you guys can just judge your own thoughts on that word. You will hear about Questhaven a lot of times, saying that it was a mental hospital or an insane asylum, and that it is haunted by the souls that have passed into another world and haunt the area. So I couldn't find anything about Questhaven ever being any kind of hospital at all. It's always been like a religious retreat or a church. Some people call it a church, whatever you want to call it. So there's no documentation anywhere saying that it was an insane asylum or a cult or anything like that. It's always been a church.
So where did this come from?
I don't know. Urban legend. Yeah.
Because even documentation on it.
Well, even Bob was saying that it was a mental hospital. No, he told me it was a devil worshipping area. I mean, I don't know. So it currently is a religious based retreat, church, whatever you want to call it. In 2006, two college students decided to drive up Questhaven Road to see if the rumors about the cult or asylum were true. So they had a video camera, and when there's like this like, I don't know what kind of gate. It might be like metal gate, or there's like these fancy gate that say Questhaven Retreat up on this road. And they were driving by that gate, and they had their cameras on, and they caught a glimpse of someone just behind the gate. And after reviewing their footage, they made out a figure of a transparent woman in a white dress. Yeah, so this lady in the white dress is pretty popular on the internet about the findings in Questhaven. So there's a lot of different stories that are surrounding the Elfin Forest, not just Questhaven, even though it's very popular. They're saying it's the most haunted in the Elfin Forest, or in that area. The Questhaven area is the most haunted. But there's also another story that gypsies in the area formed a cult, and it's in the area of Spooks Canyon. Another random name. The story is actually true. I know. Names, huh? Who makes these up? But the story is actually true. So gypsies lived on a few acres in the area of Harmony Grove, and they practiced the art of palm reading, psychic artists, and they were known to be contacting the dead. And some of their practices included rituals. So they had like rituals involving ceremonies that took place on Sunday morning, where the women in the cult were required to wear white flowy dresses. That's what I read.
So the gypsies were part of a cult?
The gypsies were part of a cult. This is not Questhaven. So people were saying that Questhaven is a cult, but this is a totally different part. So there was pictures on the internet of them doing ceremonies with dolls that were nailed to the tree.
Ew.
Yeah, like children's dolls. None of them had hair.
I hate dolls.
I especially hate dolls with no hair, and they're the ones that the eyes flip when you move their head.
Yeah, I hate those.
Me too. So that is actually a true story. So what happened to them is the practices of this community were deemed odd or strange by the local surrounding areas like their neighbors, and the gypsies were not long after they first got there. They weren't there very long, and then they were chased out of the elfin forest by local citizens that didn't agree with it. Like, I mean, I personally don't think that like psychic artists and palm reading is cult based. Or like,
I don't think so either.
Or like, you know, it's not practicing witchcraft or anything like that. So I mean, what's the deal? I mean, why not let them live their life? There could be way worse things happening. I don't know what year this was either, so I'm not sure. You know, it might have been frowned upon back then.
I guess.
So there's like a couple stories from a member that was in the gypsies group before. And she later said that she can recall a time during a ritual where they tried to contact Indian children from the area that were rumored to have been slaughtered and buried upright in the hills above Elfin Forest. She even claimed that the children could be seen running and playing on a hillside on a clear night.
Who's this lady?
She was a gypsy that lived in the community of psychics and palm readers.
Okay.
But so the people in that area are like Lucenos, probably. The website said Deganos, Northern Deganos. So, yeah, and then there's also rumors of a black witch that roams the area. And for some reason it says that she is guessed to be the soul of one of the gypsies that were chased out and mad about it and came back to haunt the area.
Sounds about right. I mean, if I was one of them, I would come back too.
Yeah. So, stories say that the gypsies cursed the Elfin Forest, and the Black Witch is there in the area haunting as a curse. She rides the dirt roads on a black stallion. And if a stranger enters the forest, the witch marks them with a cursed mark only she can see. And the Black Witch makes a ghostly figure with a black cloak wrapped around her face. And she rides the horse through the woods.
It's like that's Sleepy creepy. Hollow.
That's creepy.
Except for she's head.
Like, I remember, like, as a kid, we used to camp by the creeks, and my mom would always tell me to listen for the headless horseman that's riding down the creek looking for his head. That's what it reminds me of.
I remember,
like, who tells their kid that? Like, I would never tell my kids that. I would never be like, watch out for the headless horseman. Listen to him. Listen for him.
I mean, I feel like you would tell Joe that.
No, I wouldn't tell Joe that because he's super smart and he would really be listening for the headless horseman running down the creek. I would probably tell Genevieve, but not Joe.
Yeah. It's scary.
Yeah. So, the lady in white. This story is like the most popular of all the stories that I've heard. This is the guy that was the mom's pot dealer trying to tell a story. And he was talking about the lady in white. He's like, yeah, I was going up there to go see if she was real. And then, okay, so the ghost of the lady in white has been one of the more prominent stories heard out of the Elfin Forest and Quest Haven. Like, both of them are kind of together. There's so many different stories of a lady in a long white wavy dress floating across the ground. The long, windy road that leads up to the gates of Quest Haven. It's like a really like snake kind of road all the way up. Has a high amount of vehicle crashes every year. And the lady in white has been blamed for many of the crashes on the road. Either she floats out in front of them, or they see her off to the side and miss a curve. Not 100% sure on how they wreck, but even the fire chief of the local station has accounted for people documenting people saying that there was a lady in white and they wrecked.
Ooh, that's scary. Dad's seen a lady in white in Berry Creek. He was living at the ranch by himself, and he said that.
Who does that?
Yeah. Dad.
Yeah.
And he said
he was driving. Remember one time we were.
Let me finish the story. He's driving home. She tried to cut me off. You guys hear that? He was driving home, and you know where you turn on zinc up the road?
Yeah.
Before it turns the dirt gravel road, or it used to be. I don't know if it still is. I haven't been up there in a while. But yeah, there and then on the dirt road, I guess he said he seen a lady in white that was.
Like a ghost.
Yeah, she was see through, he said. He seen her there with the long white dress.
Oh my god. One time he was at Franny's property up there on Martin Hill. And we were all there. And I was like ready to go home. He wasn't ready to leave yet. And we were staying at the ranch. And he's like, just go home. I'll meet you there. Hell no, I ain't going home. We ain't got no power. Ain't nobody for miles.
Huh, you're I'm not going home by myself.
I'm not going home. Yeah, but something kind of in the same... related to that story. One time, long time ago when I was in college and Dallas was here and we were driving from Oklahoma back up here, and he's not familiar with the area, but Kitchen Creek, right before you get to our exit, Kitchen Creek, there was a boy standing under the sign that says Kitchen Creek where you exit, and he had a white t-shirt on. It was a boy. He was probably 10.
You seen him?
I seen him. And then we were past it, and I told Dallas, I was like, did you see that boy standing underneath the sign? Was he random?
Girl, what's he doing out here?
Yeah, exactly. And then Dallas is like, no, there was no boy there. And I was like, no, he was under the sign. He's like, yeah, I was looking at the sign. It said Kitchen Creek. I was like, oh. Well, I guess there wasn't a boy there. But it reminded me because he had a white shirt on. He was a boy in white, I guess.
The boy in white.
The boy in white, yeah. Almost as famous as the lady in white.
Well, I mean, I feel like they made a lot of Native people when they took them to these churches and schools. They always dressed them in white. If you look at all the old pictures, they're
wearing so annoying. Yes, that's so annoying. But do you think that maybe that's why there's so many different ladies in white? Because they always wore white a long time ago?
Probably.
You dress up and you wear white a long time ago. I remember there being a lady in white at Sherman. The lady in white that would out. What is that over by, there's Winona and then there's those buildings, the school buildings that they were never open when I lived where I went to school there. But what is that? Bennett Hall, by Bennett Hall, but more north, I guess, of Bennett Hall. There's buildings. Shops and stuff there.
Oh, yeah, wood shops over there.
Yeah, so there's this, it's not stairs, but the concrete kind of goes up steps, but long steps. Mm-hmm. The lady in white would go right there, ooh, up those steps.
I did hear that when I was there. I do
remember. I never seen her. And my window used to be right there. I was all the way
here.
I was at the south end, and my window faced, I was right at the corner right there.
Whatever.
Yeah, and then we would have to stand outside when the fire drill went off at 1 a.m.
It's all freezing. We're all sitting outside.
And they have to count every single head out there.
Somebody's missing. They're all asleep in the room.
I know. Anyways, there's Lady White at Sherman and in Berry Creek.
Yeah.
Probably one on your res, too.
Yeah.
There was... There's so many different stories about where this lady in white in Elfin Forest comes from. One of the stories that I found a lot of the time were a story about a woman that came from the East Coast. So her son and her husband abandoned her and moved west to San Diego to look for land. And for some reason, they both wound up dead. I don't know why that story keeps coming up, but so basically she came over here, maybe killed them, and then killed herself, and she's haunting the area. Her soul is lost.
That story came up for
a lot of times when I was researching this story.
Oh, okay.
So then another one, another story goes about a family of three walking in the woods enjoying the day when this woman came stumbling out of the woods. Three men had attacked her family and killed her husband and son. And she managed to escape but was severely wounded. So the family took care of her until she healed, but during her healing period, she met with people from a local tribe and attended strange meetings. Probably going back to the gypsies or the cult or something like that. So then she told the family that she was ready to go one day, and then she disappeared into the woods. And then after that, witnesses tell of a woman in white who haunts the woods. There's just so many different, there's different stories, but this lady had a husband and a son, and they were from the East Coast.
This is the lady in the white. They're saying, anyways. We don't know for sure.
Yeah. So that is kind of all I got. This area is like, they have like hiking trails, like.
Never hiking there.
I would go hike there. We should go there. Yeah. Why not?
I'd go there.
I will. I tried to talk Bob into going up there. It was like midnight. And I was like, let's go right now. And he didn't want to go.
Yeah, because that's how people get killed.
But his story was crazy. He'd been up there before.
That's why he didn't want to go back.
Yeah, that's true.
He learned his lesson.
But, you know, I don't know if anybody else does this, but my kids watch FaZe Rug. They watch his videos, like, religiously. But when I was searching for videos about this, FaZe Rug goes up there. And he, like, goes to the gates of Quest Haven, and then he goes
all around. So the gates are still there?
The gates are still there. It's still a religion. It's a church.
It's still there?
Yes, there's still a church there.
Oh, okay. I was thinking, like, that it was a long time ago.
Maybe, like, the original one is not there, but there's a Quest Haven retreat still today. And then the Elfin Forest is still there. But FaZe Rug went there, and he does a video about it on his channel. And then he does this thing where he goes through the comments of all his exploring videos. And the people will tell him, at this time I see a person standing here. At this time I see a face in the mirror. At this, so it's crazy. You should go watch it. But it's about...
I don't want to have nightmares.
But they really did catch a face in the back of their car. A face, and they saw like a man.
Remember that video about the hitchhiker?
Oh god, that's like the worst
that
video
one's really
ever. It's
scary.
So scary.
I think we talked about it on the podcast before.
Yeah, the hitchhiker, yeah. Ghost hitchhiker. Yeah,
yeah. We're all
yeah, that one.
They're all gonna be trying to YouTube it. Hitchhiker.
So when you go to Google, you push in hitchhiker ghost video, and you will find it.
Yeah, it's probably
it's in a
like
different language, so you have to make sure you watch the right video with the subtitles. It is scary. It's very scary. Yeah. Okay, so you want to go with Dakota's stories now?
Yeah, or do you want to save them for next time?
No, I want you to read them right now because we're already on a scary kick.
Okay. Let me clear my voice. Getting ready. Let's get it. So our cousin Dakota, he's from up north. He was listening to our podcast because he said we're awesome. Mm-hmm. But he said he had some couple stories, scary stories to send us, and he finally sent them over. So now we get to read them. He has two stories. So this is the first one. He even put the date, January 21st, 2020.
Da-da-da. Me writing it on my timeline.
So I'm going to go ahead and read his story. January 21st, 2020. On my way home from watching a drive-in movie with my girlfriend, I dropped her off at home and I was headed home. I live about 45 minutes from her house. I somewhat live in the mountains, more like a wooded area. But tonight I was driving home and I had pounded a Red Bull to keep me awake. I pull over at a turnout to go pee. So as soon as I take off my seatbelt and throw my truck into park, I feel a little hesitant to get out of my truck. As I glance up the hill, I see nothing besides trees and rocks glowing in the moonlight. I then look towards a cliff-like area and I see a very hairy hand, almost paw-like, grab the top of the cliff lip. I open my eyes wider and I look for what feels like an eternity, but is only a few seconds. A face appears. It looks at me. I see two small black bead eyes look at me. It had very pale skin and two teeny nostrils.
Ew.
And then it almost stands up. I don't understand how it could stand up from the cliff face, but somehow it did, and it appeared to be around 6'3", and I seen its ribs poking out from its skin. It was really skinny. I feel cold, very cold. I reach to throw my truck and drive and get the hell out of there, but I'm frozen in shock or awe. And it gets a step closer and I break out of whatever came over me and I lock my doors and I close my eyes and throw my truck and drive and peel out of there without a second thought. I race home, still about 20 minutes from my house. I made it a 10-minute drive. I couldn't clear my mind, and I still don't understand who or what I saw. I just got home and burned some sage in my truck and smudged myself. I'm lying in bed typing this, and I still kind of feel cold and scared inside.
Yeah, that's creepy.
That's creepy. But I don't get, like, pale, like the face was pale, but it had hairy hands.
Yeah, so...
Is it like a
so day? When he's talking about the cliff,
it's probably the moonlight.
It's like down, right?
Yeah.
So the cliff is down, not up. So it's not a mountainside. It's a cliff going down.
Yeah,
that's why. And the thing was crawling up to the top of the cliff. Yeah. That is crazy.
It's creepy.
Yeah.
Sounds scary. I'd probably have a heart attack if I seen that.
Oh my god.
Very scary.
I know that. I mean.
But it had hairy hands, so was it like a Bigfoot that was, he said pale skin?
Malnutritious.
But maybe
it could
was,
be albino Bigfoot.
Or Yeti.
Oh, it could be Yeti, yeah.
Or it could have been
I mean, like a shapeshifter.
Yeah. But it had hairy hands.
But shapeshifter can be anything.
I guess that's true. Who knows?
Dakota doesn't even know.
Yeah. But he's scary. Kind of gave me the goosebumps. Anyways, story two. He doesn't have a date on this one. Only the date that he sent it.
I'm going to have to put a question mark on my timeline.
Okay. During our time in the canyon, we were camping one night, and they were drinking, so I snuck a few drinks here and there. I was having a good time. We were all talking and singing, and then I got up to go pee. I walked past the truck about 300 feet at near a big rock to go pee. I could hear everyone in the back of the fire conversating, having a good time. I heard my friend Alex say my name. I was buzzing, I won't lie, but I wasn't too drunk not to make out what's real and what's not. I told him, hold on, I was peeing, and he became persistent, telling me that I needed to see this immediately. And I thought to myself, that is weird how quick he was to be able to move around the rock without me seeing him. So I zipped up and stumbled my way back to the rock. And when I tell you this, I mean it from the bottom of my heart, that whatever I saw wasn't my friend. I took my mind a second to figure out that it wasn't Alex. I'm glad I stopped and didn't continue to walk towards it. It was a clear night, full moon up above, not a cloud in sight. Whatever I saw, the moonlight radiated it. It was on all fours, at first looking like a dog. but I saw his eyes, and when I made eye contact, it stood up, and it had to have been at least 6.5 to 7 feet tall. I took a step back and saw his eyes clearly from the light of the moon. I am not a Christian, but I thought it was the devil himself. I started to shake and I backed up, and every time I took a step back, it took a step forward. And I wanted to call out or scream or do something, but I was so terrified that I didn't want to be taken or worse, killed right there. So I flicked open my knife and tried to intimidate it, and apparently it didn't like that. And it let out what sounded like someone groaning or very loudly with annoyance, but had water in its lungs as they did it. Mm-hmm. At this point, I uncontrollably hoping Creator would save me. I heard a crunch on the foliage while I made it its way back into the woods.
Oh my
God. I sat there shaking. I got the courage to get up and run back to the fire. I fell about 20 feet by one of the trucks and started crawling at this point. I was screaming, telling everyone to leave and what I saw. And they were all over me, clearly worried, but at the same time thinking I was drunk. I've never once hallucinated while drinking. And I know what I saw, and I know what it was. End of story.
That for sure is a shapeshifter.
Yeah.
For sure.
But why does he keep seeing these things?
Like, yeah. Does he? I wonder if he thinks it's the same thing or not.
Maybe.
Both times.
Ew, look, I got goosebumps.
I know.
I don't know. Or maybe it's following him.
Maybe it's an alien and he's an abductee.
Oh, maybe. It's a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing. It's for sure a thing. That's crazy. And that, he said that they were in the canyon then.
Yeah, they're in the canyon.
So two different places.
Yep.
Because I think the other one was probably
up the mountain. Else.
Yeah, up the mountain, and this one was in the canyon. Canyon's scary.
I know. Remember Dark Canyon?
Yes, I do remember Dark Canyon. I remember, well, Feather River Canyon is crazy too.
I'm surprised none of us drowned at Dark Canyon.
That's what I tell everybody. That's my story. Dark. Yes, middle of the night.
Swimming.
Yes.
Loch Ness Monster in the water.
Bigfoot. I'm surprised we're not a family of Bigfoot living with them. It was
living
like,
with them.
It's called Dark Canyon for a reason. It's like pitch dark down there. I mean, unless there's a moon out.
Barely, because the mountains are so high. Mm-hmm. You're way down there.
Yeah. But this story reminded me of, I listened to this podcast called Sasquatch Chronicles. and there was a story about, it was in Berry Creek, and it was like off the road, just like his story. And he, like, pulled off the road to go sleep or something because he worked and he got off late.
Is he a logger?
No, he worked at the cannery, I'm pretty sure. He didn't specify, but I'm pretty sure he worked at the cannery.
Oh.
But it's about a Bigfoot that, like, harassed him on the side of the road when he was trying to sleep.
Ooh, was he, like, trying to get in the car?
Yes.
That's, like, what happened to you in Arizona.
Stop, that was not a Bigfoot.
I know. But what if it wasn't a Bigfoot?
I know. True. True that. It could be. But if you guys want to go listen to it, it is episode 859 on Sasquatch Chronicles.
Dang, 859.
I know. They're pretty, well, see, this podcast is cool because it's other people's stories. It's not this guy's stories.
Oh,
so these people go on and tell the story on his podcast. So it's not him talking.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Go check it out. It's awesome. I listen to it all the time. There's a bunch. There's natives on here. Like, the most recent story is a story about a story that, or more than one story, but it's a tribal member from Hoopa telling a story. Hoopa's, yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. Yeah, Bigfoot's there.
I couldn't even talk. Couldn't see my face. I'm shocked.
She's like shaking her head. Yeah.
Bigfoot's there.
Yes, he's for sure there. But, yeah, check it out. It's awesome. But he doesn't only have, like, it's not only the Hoopa tribe. Like, there's a bunch of tribal stories. There's like almost 900 stories on his podcast, and a lot of like.
How are you gonna say Bigfoot ain't real? 900 stories
of different people.
Come on.
I know. You're just preaching to the choir here, all right? Anyways,
so those are our stories for today. If you have a scary story, send them to our Gmail, Native Sisters Podcast.
If you want me and Mary to drive up to Quest Haven,
no,
we're gonna get 1,000 likes on our podcast post, and we're driving to Quest Haven.
We're not driving there.
I'll drive.
I drove.
I'll drive, and you can just hold the camera.
No.
Why? What are you afraid of? We'll bring a lot of sage. That. We'll bring sage.
I have been to the witch's grave up in Cherokee Road up north.
But you won't go to Quest Haven.
I just drove by.
Okay, well, that's all we're going to do. We're just going to drive by.
It was so funny. So we took my cousin Pebs up there.
And he's my cousin too, whatever.
Oh, our cousin, sorry. and we told him to check something out. And then we get in the car and take off, turn the lights off.
Oh my god, that is
And he's
mean.
Running down that the hill, so looking at, trying mean. To catch up to the car.
You're going to hell. It wasn't Pretty me. Pretty sure you're going
to hell. It wasn't me, it was the driver, okay?
Oh my god.
Poor Bebs.
Oh my god.
He ran so fast, poor guy.
It was dark, middle of the night.
It was in the middle of the night, Yeah.
We're going to Quest Haven, I don't care. I don't care what you say, I'm abducting you and we're going.
I'm not going.
You're going. Why not? So, on a like different note, kind of, they have this. We should do a story about Old Town because Old Town is really hateful towards natives.
Oh yeah.
Even though but,
they have a Kumeyaay.
Park. Yeah, they have a park, but nobody's ever in it. Have you ever drive by Kumeyaay Park? There's like nobody in it. It's so lame.
I just seen this thing on TikTok. And it was like the most haunted place in Arizona, and it's about the I guess they had it's a small town, and they used to cremate people, and they used the cremation ashes to build the roads and sidewalks and housing there. And they said it's the
where
most haunted
it?
Place in that's what they say in Arizona.
But something. Where is it?
I forgot.
I'll How do you forget?
Because I don't want to go there. I thought that I sent... Well, oh, you know what? I sent it to Mel because you don't have...
TikTok. I don't have TikTok.
Yeah.
I don't have the Tiki Talk.
The Tiki but, Talk.
Okay, so the Whaley House is in Old Town San Diego, and it's like the supposedly the most haunted house in America.
Oh, it's called Jerome, Arizona.
What's it near?
Because the sidewalks are made Arizona? From the ones who passed. That's what it says. Huh? Look, they still have the cremation thing there.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah. Jerome, Arizona. Don't go there. Unless you're silly, then you'll
go. Hold on. So, in the Whaley House, it's like the most haunted house in America or whatever. Yeah. They have a thing where you can pay to go do like a night tour, like a ghost tour.
Oh, yeah. That's where I watched the episode where they said that they feel like a... Noose is
Have you ever been there?
Neck. No, I walked past it.
I've been through there on the tour during the day.
During the day, though.
Yeah, during the day.
You want to hear something scary? Yes. So my friend, she was my old coworker friend. She went there. She took her parents there because she's from Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
And, or is she from Montana? Anyway, she's from out of state. Her parents came here to visit. She took her to Old Town. She took pictures while they were, like, walking by. And there's a ghost-like figure in her photo. I was trying to find it because she sent it to me.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. So, I went to Gettysburg in Pennsylvania. And I took the ghost tour at night. And the Gettysburg is just, like, so much energy, though. But I took a picture. There was like a cemetery that the guided tour took us to, and they're like, it's kind of like how in San Diego, Old Town, where the like graves were outside the fence, it's the same thing, like, because they were, like, either Native or Black. They weren't white, so they couldn't be buried inside the cemetery. So they buried them just outside. And in one of my pictures, I don't have that phone anymore, but, like, it was, like, a little white ball, like, bouncing in, like, three of my pictures. You know how you have, like, the live photos? It was, like, yeah, bouncing through the photo.
That's crazy.
I know. It was crazy.
I was going to try to find the photo, but I can't find it. Scary stuff, man.
Yeah. So, I keep wanting to do the Whaley House tour, but I think it's kind of expensive, like, to do the night tour.
Probably. That's how they make their money. They don't talk about all the graves that they're buried Old Town on.
Yeah, for sure they don't. I know they don't. We should do a story about it to put them out there.
Let's put it out there.
Yeah, put it out there. Okay. Just because you named the park after us doesn't mean we forgive you.
Not all of us.
My grandma doesn't forgive you. Just kidding. She might.
No, she won't.
All right, well, that's it. I guess...
We talked your guys' ear off for almost an hour. Well,
you guys missed us, so we're just going to keep talking.
Might have to split it up, this in half and half.
All right, well, we'll see you again in a couple weeks. We're not going to record next week.
I wonder if we can find somebody to be on the podcast tomorrow.
No, tomorrow? Busy. Bob, I wonder if Bob would drive down.
Maybe. It'd be awesome if you could. Then we're going to save it till next week and not post it till then.
Remember when Blue and Jamie were supposed to come like 3 times and they never did?
Yeah, and then we had the walk, and yeah.
That's our luck with guests, right?
I know. Everybody cancels. They cancel like 4 times.
Yeah.
Anyways, you want to be a guest on our podcast, let us know. Come sit with us. Tell us your stories.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can just sit in and listen and put your input in.
Also, this month is... going to be our 7th year anniversary for Bear Diaz. Remember we did the story on him? It's coming up on 7 years and he still isn't found. Nobody, justice is not found. So, I mean,
you know anything.
If you know anything, we can leave some contact information on our page, or if you just want to put it out there, share our flyer.
Yeah.
Bring Bear home.
Bring Bear home. We've shared it multiple times. It's actually pinned to the top of our Facebook page at Native Sisters Podcast. If you want to share.
Yes, you can. Please share it. Especially now, there's going to be, you know, I feel like around the time of when he went missing, it's going to be
a lot. Because the powwow's coming up, right? Brianna Powell.
Yeah, Labor Day. No. Yeah, Labor Day.
I don't know.
Well, we just went to the gathering.
I know. I was thinking, like, it's almost in the powwow.
I'm confused. And then Pechanga's having a powwow again this year. I remember we used to go to Pechanga powwow. We used to
go every year.
We used to watch the fireworks. It was, like, the best powwow ever. And then they just stopped.
Yep.
Lame-o. But they're coming back.
They're coming back with the bang.
When is it? September? Not September. January? I don't. September?
January.
BJ told me January. What? I was like, September? And they're like, she's like, no.
It's too late, man.
Who has a January powwow?
It's going to be freezing and probably rain on us.
Maybe it's not January. Maybe it's sooner.
It has to be. Maybe September, October.
I thought it was September, but September is very busy. Enemy.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys later.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Don't forget to check out our website at www.nativesisterspodcast.com. Or you can email us if you have a scary story or just want to, or if you want to be a guest on our podcast, that's cool too.
Mm-hmm.
Send us an email, nativesisterspodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, or you can check us out on Facebook or Instagram, Native Sisters Podcast. And... That's it.
I guess that's it.
All right, we'll see you next time.
Bye.